Hey, B, you remember how much fun we had watching Hard Knocks off-season Giants edition?
Yeah.
Where Joe Shane and Brian Daboll just gave us wild stuff every episode. You remember how much it seemed like Daboll liked Jaden Daniels?
Oh, he did.
And listen, I can't imagine I need to do this, but just in case you're listening to this program and don't know who the people are we're talking about, Brian Daboll is the Giants head coach, and Joe Shane is the Giants general manager. Washington takes on the Giants this weekend in New Jersey at the Meadowlands. You got to hear this. Daboll was asked yesterday about facing Jaden Daniels. And, and if you remember, Daboll kind of tried to pop quiz Jaden Daniels.
And he got pop quiz.
And he just gave one of the best answers ever. And now knowing Jaden a little bit, it's just so earnest how he responded. Daboll gave him some like wild scenario, and he's like, what would you do? And he's like, throw a touchdown? And I just thought that was so great. And then if you remember Joe Shane, they showed him on draft day, and he has three or four young children. And one of his kids are like, Dad, you got to get Jaden Daniels. He's the best player. And Shane was just like, yeah, thanks, dude.
Maybe he's not smarter than his kids.
I don't think.
He's not smarter than the fifth grader.
The reality of the matter is Jaden wasn't available. Like,
yeah, it wasn't.
Mark Davis has said Max Crosby's not available. Please stop talking to me about trades. That's basically what Adam Peters told the rest of the NFL when it came to Jaden Daniels on draft
day.
Yes,
indeed.
Now, this week's a little more interesting because the Giants at 2-6 are facing the Commanders at 6-2. Giants head coach Brian Daboll spoke yesterday and was asked about Commanders rookie quarterback sensation Jaden Daniels.
You obviously liked what you saw of Jaden coming into the draft, then you got to see him in week two. What have you seen in his development since then, now that this will be the second time you see him?
Well, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league already. He's got great vision. He can throw the ball in any area he needs to throw it. He can throw it under pressure. He can escape, make plays with his feet. He can escape, make plays with his arms. He's got good command, which we knew. He was a smart guy when we spoke with him. He's playing really well at a high level. And you can tell there's a lot of confidence in him. He has a lot of yards per attempt, 8.5, which is really good. Makes good decisions. He does a lot of good things.
So I heard that yesterday, and then I saw this tweet from Ben Standing. He tweeted the video out, and he just said, Brian Daboll talking about Jaden Daniels with the enthusiasm of someone having tuna fish on wheat toast at lunch for the 8th consecutive day. I just thought that was perfect. Daboll is clearly so pained at the prospect of Washington landing this quarterback and him being stuck with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Like, it's so obvious how unhappy he is with the quarterbacking situations of the two teams facing off this week.
Let's be real, man. They were, in a way, forced to make that deal with Daniel Jones. And then they tried to get out of it even after they had just done it the year before.
So
it tells you a lot.
Specific to Brian Daboll, I'll quote Taylor Swift and just say, I get drunk off jealousy. Like, him being mad about the Commanders quarterback situation, like anyone being jealous of the Washington professional football organization quarterback situation just feels great because it's been a long damn time.
It's been a long time, and we've always felt jealous. So.
But specific to that they had no choice, I remember, you remember Armand we used to work with?
Yeah.
I remember Armand telling me they had no choice but to supermax John Wall, and they have no choice but to supermax Brad Beal. And Giants fans, especially after the win in Minnesota in the playoffs, they got no choice but to pay Daniel Jones. You always got a choice. You always got a freaking choice.
You got a
man.
Choice, but you know what? Sometimes, man, it's just you look at him and you start looking around and you say, well, he's in our system. We're going to pay him. That could be a problem. But that's what I mean by they get forced. They were forced into it.
I think, listen, sometimes you get a Kirk Cousins in Washington situation where they were forced to pay him and probably should have and didn't.
Yeah.
And they tried to figure their own way out of it. When the most dangerous thing in the NFL is when you have a somewhere between decent to good or maybe even quite good quarterback and then you pay them quarterback money. You really put your franchise
handcuff
back.
Yourself.
We don't have to worry about that.
No.
and now it's like this is a whole different. This is like.
But I just love his whole demeanor and the way he is more than anything. I think we've had and we've seen people come along that you just know this person is not going to do what they're supposed to do.
All right. Here is what we're going to do. Washington heading to the Meadowlands to take on the Giants. Vegas got them as 4-point favorites, 3.5, depending where you're shopping. Washington 6-2, New York is 2-6. New York hasn't won a game at the Meadowlands all year. I think both their wins are on the road. How confident are you in Washington this week? How do you feel about this game?
You asking me or are you asking the folks?
I'm asking everybody. We'll do it next. Phone line's open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.